From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. The Food and Drug Administration is promising a new era of smarter food safety. FDA Deputy Commissioner of Food Policy and Response, Frank Yannis, says the agency's work on produce safety has been front and central to him since joining the agency last year. He tells thepacker.com tech-enabled traceability and outbreak response will be one area of focus for the new era of smarter food safety. In a quick change of events, China canceled a planned visit to farms in the U.S. heartland, a trip touted by the Trump administration as the building of goodwill. The Montana Farm Bureau Federation and Nebraska Department of Agriculture both got word from the Chinese embassy Friday that the delegation had an adjustment of their agenda and was headed back to China earlier than planned. Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue tells AgWeb.com he doesn't know whether China will purchase more U.S. farm goods this week. But the Chinese premier's three-day visit to Russia was successful, as both countries have reportedly agreed to double their trade over the next 5 years to over $200 billion by 2024. AgriMarketing.com reports to achieve this goal, both nations have agreed to work together to remove tariff and regulatory barriers. Russian soybeans and wheat were also a major topic, two crops that have become a major issue for China in its ongoing trade dispute with the U.S. With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network of the West.